If I'm going to think anyway, I might just as well think big. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California. If I'm going to think big anyhow, if I'm going to think anyhow, I might just as well think big. And that's very important to do. Now, my dog here, he is... Notice that I put his toy up on the top of the desk so that he couldn't be playing with it because I wanted to give this talk. And he felt that his ideas and his desires were more important than anything else in the world because he is number one. And he knows he's number one. And he thinks big. He thinks his whole life is dedicated to playing with me. He thinks his whole life is just having fun and doing what makes him happy. And you know, he's right. If we would all just learn to think big about the things that we think, we would just have a great time. And it's not a matter of how big it is that we think. Right at the moment, Rex's toy is a squeaky little thing that you buy at the pet store. It has little squeakers in it. And it makes him so happy to hear that. And he chews on this cloth, and he thinks this is just the most wonderful thing in the world. And if we're going to think anyhow, we might as well think big. We might as well think of things that really are important to us. Now, what's important to you, what's important to me, may differ a little bit, but basically, and this is the part that an absolute philosopher sometimes forgets, basically, it's what turns you on. It's what gives you delight. It's what makes you feel that everything is in perfect divine order. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. If I'm going to think anyway, I might just as well think big. Now, we look at some of these wonderful astronomers, and we see them looking at the stars in the sky, and looking at the galaxies, and looking at the Big Bang Theory, and looking at the universe and the universes beyond universes. Big, 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 big thinking, you know. And really, it's not very big thinking. It's just a little thought, a thought that says, hey, there might be galaxies beyond our galaxy. There might be star systems beyond our star system. There might be this, might be that. Hey, that's interesting. And the big thing about it is that we call it big. But actually, it's just an ordinary, simple little thing. It's just like Rex wanting to have his chew toy, because it gives him happy. It gives him a feeling of happiness. It gives him a feeling of joy. It makes him feel that life is just perfect. And the astronomer, who is dwelling upon the infinity of space and the absoluteness of the sky and the universe, we think, my, what an intelligent mind, what a magnificent thought system that person must be experiencing. And in reality, that person is just experiencing the simple, down-to-earth ideas that are a delight to him to think about. And you know, for ages, the world has always thought that women were not into these more complex ideological thoughts. And really, it's the woman that the man comes home to in the evening to discuss his most intensive thought systems, and the woman comes up with the most brilliant repartee to the thought system so that the man can go back to work the next day and sound brilliant and intelligent because what he and his wife sort of worked out together. And you say, well, many guys don't have wives and many guys don't talk to their wives about it. Oh, you think not? We cannot hide what is in our mind. Whatever thoughts we have in our mind, we're going to think anyhow. And those close to us in the world, and oftentimes those not even close to us, can tell just what we're thinking. They know what's going on in our mind because we are all one mind. And this busy mind going on over here over something unique and fantastic alerts our own mind to that awareness. And so we are tuned into it. We are tuned into it. And as we are thinking these big things, we think, wow, they're so big. They're really not as big as anything at all. The thoughts that might be the biggest thoughts that we could ever think would be thoughts, how do I live as a human being on earth, knowing my absolute or my divine reality, and get the most out of living here without getting any of the dissatisfactions that might come from it. Now, you say, yeah, that could be considered big. Well, think about it. How can you be yourself and have fun? How can you live a meaningful life for yourself right here and now? That's what you're here for. And live it with an understanding of absolute. Well, now, just a minute, you're throwing in another deck of cards here. Absolute is a whole different area. No, it isn't. Absolute is where we are right now. When we get down to the nitty-gritty of who we are, we'll find that we are absolute. When we get down to the very essence of who we are, we find that we are absolute. And we are the allness, we are the isness, we are the nothingness, and we are the everythingness. I say, you know, these things are just terms, they're just words, they're just phrases that cause us confusion, but they're not. The absolute is the allness, it's true. And in our human form, we are not going to be able to understand the allness, because the moment we understand the allness, we're not in our human form anymore. And we're in our human form to work with that as a backdrop for who we are. The backdrop of who we are is the allness. The backdrop of who we are is our uniqueness. And you see, those two are sort of contradictory to one another, because to be an individual and to be all doesn't seem to fit. And in a way, it doesn't fit. But yet, in absolute, it does exist. And it's just like if I were to say to you, all right, today we're going to talk about the complications of the music symbology of the universe and how the universe is conducted and directed by musical actions, by musical scales, by musical ideas. And then I say, well, now let's see. Some of you may not be interested in that, although I know you all are. So let's talk about how atoms are structured and where atoms come from and what's the purpose of an atom. And you say, well, now that's interesting too. And see, now all of these things are verging on the absolute. All these things are verging on the infinite. And all these things are interesting. And we think these thoughts, and we call them big, but really they're fundamental, they're basic. They're sound and they're grand. But let's think big. Let's think what we think are big. And when we think these big thoughts, we will have the understanding to know what those big thoughts mean. We will have the comprehension, the wisdom. We will have the knowledge to reveal to us what these big thoughts are. And as these big thoughts are revealed to us, we find that they're very fundamental, very basic and very wonderful. So let's learn to think big. Let's learn to give our mind the opportunity to reach into the absolute, to reach into the ultimate, to reach into the allness. And as we do that, we'll find that it is really not so strange at all. It is really not so unique at all that we are able to think big, because we are big. We are the allness. We are the isness. We are the individuality, and we are the unique all that could ever exist. And it's exciting, and it's illuminating. But what it really is, it's just a matter of where we are thinking now. If we ever say to ourselves, why, that's too complex for me to think about, then we are saying that we are really not thinking, while at the same time we are thinking. It's like saying, I'm going to think on the individual basis first. Okay, you think on the individual basis first. That is as much absolute as the allness. The uniqueness and the allness, these make up absolute. And the more we come to understand that, the more simplified absolute becomes for us, and the more exciting it becomes to think in that realm. Because the moment we start thinking really in absolute realm, we begin to recognize that we have such great wisdom at our fingertips. I don't want to say power, because there's nothing to have power over. But we have such great awareness, that's a good term for it, we have such great awareness of absolute philosophy that we can, without a doubt, bring about all the things that are presently existing throughout all time and space, experiencing it right now, and not have some irascible law or principle or something like that demand us or control us. Because all we're doing is being aware of that which is and enjoying it, instead of trying to manifest it, to bring it forth out of some infinite cosmic self. It already exists right in front of us, right before us, right in us. And knowing absolute helps us to understand that. And knowing absolute reveals the allness and the isness to us right now. It's kind of exciting. If I'm going to think anyhow, I might just as well think big. Join me in this fun game. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.